The allegations that Kramer sexually harassed two women were first reported Friday night. By Tuesday morning, Assembly Republicans had voted unanimously to oust him as majority leader. Kramer was not at the vote, having checked into a treatment center. Speaker Robin Voss said afterward that he hoped Kramer would not seek re-election. State Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate says Voss should have gone farther by calling on Kramer to resign and pledging to field an opponent against Kramer if he runs again.
How is that something you have to debate in your head? You know, why isn't it, no, if Bill Kramer runs again, we're going to recruit a decent human being to run against him in a primary.
Voss's office declined any comment on Tate's remarks, saying the speaker had already addressed the question on Kramer. Democrats could theoretically force the issue themselves in the assembly by calling for Kramer's expulsion, but Tate stopped short of making that call, and Assistant Minority Leader Sandy Pasch said assembly Democrats had not discussed it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.